This conference will.
Great. So welcome everybody to our Monday call, and an initial update before we get started, just to let everybody know I'm heading out. I know a lot of you know through because you're participating with me in the Hispanic Blitz, but I'm heading to Brazil on Friday, and it had nothing to do with Manatech, everything to do with the mission field. I'll be in Brazil in the hinterlands for 2 weeks. So I'm gone until like the 29th of July. So for basically the rest of July, I'll be out of pocket. That does not mean we will stop these Monday calls. And we have special guests coming on board. I want to give you an update of who that's going to be over the next 2 weeks. Next Monday at 10 o'clock, you'll have Al Bala. He will be our guest on the Monday call. And he's going to do a great piece around contacting, inviting, and, you know, breaking ice and that kind of stuff. So be on that call with all of your questions, anything you have for Al. He is just great at teaching and training, and we just love him. It'll also be a great call if you have some new people in Manatech that just started or people that have started over the last few years to just get maybe some training they've never gotten. Great for all of us as leaders who've been around for a long time, because Al always puts a new twist on things, and we always can grow. We want to stay in that green and growing and learning how better to teach and train our people as well. So Al Bala will be the guest speaker on July 19th. That's next Monday. And then the following Monday, the 26th, Lydia, my assistant, who you all know and love, she is going to be managing that call and hosting that call, and she's going to focus exclusively on using the new website. So for those of you who feel like you're still stumbling through some issues or have some questions about how to best utilize the new website and how to, you know, navigate it and how to use it for all the different uses that we use our websites for, that's your call for Lydia. She will go and do a training on that and then open question answer on the new Manatech website. Okay, so that's what we got coming forth at 19th and 26th, just so everybody knows our upcoming calls. Next, I wanted to talk a little bit about Impact. Some of you are familiar with our product Impact. You might be using it, might have been using it. Well, Manatech came out with a new study on Impact, and you can find it on manatechscience.org. And the new study is in regard to the new impact. So know that you know that our product is changing. As of July, and I don't know exact date, it might be right now, but they only gave me the month as of July, they're changing our impact product to take out the creatine. So that a lot of you are familiar with creatine. You've heard people talk about it. And people are complain about having too much of that in a product. It's not that a little bit doesn't do you, it doesn't cause a problem, but a lot of it can cause major adrenal problems and other issue health issues. So people have been a little concerned about it. There also is a heightened concern among professional athletic organizations who want to stay away from that ingredient in products as well. So Manatech has decided to remove it from our impact. The study that has come out around the new impact without the creatine is just awesome. It tells you about how, you know, greater oxygen capacity, greater performance levels, everything. And they did a comparison with it against a top leading sports drink. Now, if you can figure out which one that is Gatorade, then you're going to be really smart. So I just kind of helped those of you who couldn't figure out what that was. But that's what they compared it with, so it's a great study to use with working with parents around kids, because we know that number one sports drink is not helping our children but hurting our children today. So we really want to get out there and promote the new impact and help our kids be as healthy as possible in getting their high performance. So that's impact, number one. Number two, the Give for Real program. You know, people are kicked off on Saturday, which means you're already contributing. You are all on this phone call, social entrepreneurs. You are all leaving a legacy just by doing what you've been doing, maybe some of you over the last 15, 20 years, and that is consumption of the core Manatech products. How terrific is that? Great. But even more terrific that we have another gigantic, incredible mechanism to utilize to share with people, to help people join us in this legacy. We are social entrepreneurs that are about, getting massive quantities of people, using private citizenry to make a major difference in a huge international problem that will never be conquered by the forces out there like federal governments, not-for-profits, the corporate world. They don't have the capacity, nor the desire, nor the focus, nor the commitment, nor the dollars. All of these issues don't exist for those entities to make it happen. If they had it, it would have happened already. Global malnutrition is one of those issues that's been around this world forever. And right now we're watching 5 million children die a year just exclusively from the problem of malnutrition. And that is our passion. That is our issue. That is what we're pursuing in our social entrepreneurship role. And Manatech has just taken a gigantic step as a corporate entity to make sure that through each and every one of our consumptions, we are impacting the lives of these malnourished children. So the Give for Real Roadshow is kicking off tonight. Sam's going to be in San Diego, I believe. And how do you participate from a distance? And let me just help you with that. If you're, because a lot of you aren't in San Diego. So you contact every single person you possibly could know in San Diego, whether they're in Manatech or not, and you get in their hands flyers or something that will help them understand Give for Real better. One of the greatest things that we have, vehicles we have, is that video on Mana Relief right now. It's on the Manatech website. If you haven't seen it, go watch it immediately. You get on the Manatech website, what's new, hit the Give for Real button, and then on the little tabulation where they tab how many servings are being donated, you can just click on that for more information, and there's the video. It's all on the Manatech website. So you can help people watch that. If you have people together, you can show it on your television by hooking your computer up to the TV. Or if you take your laptop out when you're doing, one-on-ones with people. That's a great technique to get people to understand what Give for Real is about, is to show them that video. You also know that Manatech is coming out with packs effective this week. They're Give for Real. I think it costs $8 for a set of five. And you're getting, the DVD is going to be in there, which has got Sam on one side, about a 15-minute presentation of Sam discussing the program. And on the back side, the Mana Relief video, which is just so impactful about the impact we have on kids around the world. So a lot of things to share. But what you want to do, so you can get those in hands. I've also put together a What If flyer. And that What If flyer, you can find it on the Mana Train. .net website, and we built separate flyers, so you don't even have to change them. You can take the information off and make whatever flyer you want out of it, but I've got these flyers in every single one of my associates' hands all across the country in and around the locations where the roadshow is occurring. And I've told them to just print off hundreds of them and hand them out to guests, because for every guest that shows up at any one of these pit stops that Sam is making on this roadshow, any guest puts their rear end in a chair in one of those meetings, and Manatech has agreed to contribute 1 month's supply of these nutrients to a malnourished child. So I use that What If flyer to get people to show up. I think it's incredibly effectual. I was talking to somebody this morning about taking it into churches. So if you're in the San Diego area, when you get off this call this morning, and distribute those flyers, get them to email it out to people. All they need to do is get their rear end in a chair at the location where Sam is presenting, and we know one child will get a month's supply of these nutrients. So it's an incredible way to touch lives, touch people, and it's just a great way for you guys to start getting out and marketing in a whole new way. You take advantage of this roadshow from that perspective. Somebody the other night on my Hispanic Bliss asked, well, Mary Jo, should I get my Hispanic prospects to this roadshow? And I'm saying, what you're doing is you're comparing apples to oranges. The roadshow really is directly about the Give for Real program. They're not going to talk about opening Mexico in 2011. It's not a business presentation from that perspective. It's a presentation about who we are, this new heart and passion and desire. It's about our stance on becoming social entrepreneurs, and that's what the roadshow is about. So let's focus on what the roadshow is. It's just giving you, outside the Hispanic Blitz and the going after opening Mexico, this is another technique for you to absolutely explode your downline and get the word out and just feel so blessed to be a part of such a huge issue as global malnutrition. So you can use those, again, the What If Flyers are all available on manitrick.net. You can pull them off. You can, you know, you can change. You can make your own, whatever you want to do. But get something in people's hands that caused them to want to move forward. It's got to be impactful. They've got to feel like they're a part of it. And it's that feeling of belonging that is what's so lacking in so much of our communication today. We want to make sure that people, when they read our stuff or get the gist of what we're up to, they get a feeling that they belong to something so much bigger than they are. And that's what's going to cause and stir that emotion and passion in them. So take advantage of that roadshow. If you want to know more about the roadshow, again, go to the website, manitrick.com, the news first page, and you just click on the Give for Real area. It gives you all the places, all the dates, where Sam's going to be. And, of course, many of the other offices are traveling with him in different locations. So all of that's available on there as well. Okay. Next, I wanted to talk about the patent litigation victories. And many of you are familiar that Manitech filed lawsuits against 10 companies to stop them, cease and desist, stop all their production of glyconutrient or glyconutrient-type products. And as of this moment, Manitech has now received, out of the 10 companies that they filed against, judgments had already been entered against 7 of them. Okay? So we already have 7 judgments against these companies. And the 7 companies are even better now. Oasis, VDF Futuceuticals, Country Life, what are the other ones? Oh, the Micro Health Solutions, Wise Enterprises, Florida Nutrilab, Angel Care, and New Sun. Those are there are 5 new ones that came out just July 1st, Micro Health Systems, Wise Enterprise, Florida Nutrilabs, Angel Care USA, and New Sun. 2 of them, previous judgments were entered against Even Better Now and Oasis as part of this 10-company lawsuit. And so there are only 3 left that they haven't gotten judgments against as of yet. And this isn't even, they haven't even gone to trial. This is getting judgments or what should we say, summary judgments against these companies and or agreements outside of the law, actual lawsuit itself. The companies just conceded their positions. So how wonderful is that? It's terrific for us, Manitech, to know that we have such a company of destiny that's protecting our patented technology, and it's wonderful to watch companies just succumb once they get it. But, you know, they take advantage of you as long as possible. I told Keith Clark the other day, I said, you know what, this should be our biggest money-making opportunity right now, and Manitech is going out and collecting damages against companies that, you know, taking advantage of our position in the marketplace. And he just smiles. He thinks that's great. So anyway, so that's great news on our patent front. I want to make sure everybody was highlighted up to date on that. If you want information on that, you can go in the news on manitech.com. There's a press release on that as of July 1st. ISCA, that's gigantic. This is going to be huge for all of us as we go forward. The International Sport Karate Association, the announcement came out last week, and it is gigantic. It's the first time in its 25-year history that the International Sport Karate Association has chosen any product to be their official dietary supplement for ISCA, and they've chosen Manitech. This is gigantic, people. The International Sport Karate Association is the world's most recognized sanctioning and regulatory body for competitive martial arts. It's phenomenal that we are getting recognized this way by them. And so how do we take advantage of this? Well, first of all, we need to understand it. And you can go on, again, in the news, Manitech has a has a release there, not just the press release, but a write-up on it so you can understand what it's about, how it happened. You can see what products are specifically being endorsed. They're basically our Ambertose technology, AO, Phytomatrix, and Plus, our four core, and then put in Bounce Back. They also are endorsing, of course, the products that contain all of those, like the optimal support packets. But you're basically looking at four core plus the Bounce Back cap. And the ISCA certification will soon, several of the Manatech products are gonna be stamped with that certification seal on their labels, just like we have the NSF certification. Now we're going to have the ISCA certification. So people, this is gigantic in many, many ways. It's gigantic because you can go out and basically get every single karate institution signed up in your organization and work with those people, because now they don't have to worry about your product compared to somebody else's product. They've got a certification that their organization is behind certifying it. So that gives you an advantage beyond belief on any other natural product. Number two, any sports organization, think about it. If you have ISCA supporting this as a company that's never, an institution that's never endorsed a nutritional product, and they are saying the quality, the consistency, the natural part of it, the real food technology solutions, standardized levels, all the things, the integrity of the company, this is huge for you to use in any other sports arena as well. So don't think that this is just about karate. This is a gigantic piece for you in marketing to any sports institution. Okay, so I wanted to highlight that because it has a lot of application right now. The other thing I wanted to highlight with you is Manatech hasn't exactly published this or made this well known, but their agreement with the ISCA is to basically not do what I'm suggesting you do, which is, don't go out and try to sign up all your karate institutions. They have a 2-month or 8-week cooling period where they want the announcement out there, and then they don't want people start, attacking, quote unquote, attacking the karate institutions. They want to wait 2 months before that happens. So we're really kind of in a sabbatical period until September to approach all these karate organizations. There are karate groups that are not ISCA members. Those you can approach anytime because it's not a violation of ISCA. But if you're going after ISCA-supported association members, you are in violation of our endorsement if you go after them between now and September, okay? So just know that. There's a restriction out there. It's not clear in Manatech's publications. I only found out about it by talking to Natalie Clark and some of the people at Manatech, and they're hopefully getting some information out to us today or tomorrow that'll help people understand that better and have more clarity. But I wanted to make sure I don't want to quash your enthusiasm. I just want to make sure that we honor ISCA in our endorsement process and we don't ruin that relationship by being excessively egregious and attacking these karate institutions. Okay, so that's the ISCA endorsement. Again, it's terrific. You have all the documentation. Go on Manatech in the news to read more about that. But really, a huge new step. Again, not Hispanic market, not Give for Real. This is another, mechanism for you to grow your business. Next, as announcement, is the bilingual Spanish webinar tonight at 8 p.m. I'm working with Diego on that, and we're going to be talking about how to build your Hispanic market, and it's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. In fact, I have meetings with him this afternoon to finalize a bunch of stuff. I'm looking forward to being a part of that process with him. I'm just suggesting if you're interested, there are a lot of you that aren't part of my Hispanic Blitz program and maybe haven't done a lot yet, and don't worry, you don't have to look at it like, oh, I'm not going to do it because I fell behind, I haven't done anything yet. You guys, we're not opening Mexico until January. There's still tons of time left to get on board and develop a Hispanic business. So this is a great opportunity for you to learn more about how to reach out in your community to touch people's lives and grow your business in the Hispanic community. So be a part of that webinar tonight. Again, it's bilingual. You can bring your Spanish speakers to it as well. Great opportunity to learn. I gave you the information on how to sign up for it and be a part of that. The last two things I wanted to talk about before we get into the training today is Branson, Missouri. That's coming up on August 6th and 7th. I'm hoping to go there. I know I'm getting back like 6 days earlier from my mission trip, but I really, if I can get rid of my jet lag and get my feet back on the ground quickly, which I typically do, I'm planning on being in Branson. I've never been to Branson. It would be my first trip there. I just think it's a great opportunity. Dr. Ben Carson is going to be presenting at the Branson, Missouri Super Weekend. So if you can be there, be there. It's going to be an awesome event, and I'm sure it will touch your life like nothing before. I've heard Dr. Ben speak in the past, and he's awesome. He has a heart. He's got the servant's heart. He is clearly, in my mind, his own social entrepreneur. He's changing the world. He's changing the country through his foundation in many, many ways. Tremendous guy, tremendous heart, and somebody that I know will bless you if you go, if you show up. So see if you can squeeze that in your schedule. And then the other thing I want to bring up is ManaQuest. ManaQuest is coming upon us September 10th through 12th, Chicago. It's getting more exciting every day. They're going to have a huge ISCA training there. Yes, a training specifically on how to target karate studios, how to utilize the ISCA endorsement and maximize its impact on your business development and business growth. So I think everybody ought to be there. The other thing it's going to have is a huge breakout session on Mexico, how to develop your Mexico business. So it's just targeting all the areas, give for real, be a gigantic emphasis. We're going to break out a lot of the new materials. Manatech is going to, you know, like Storycast and all those things. You'll probably see some of those come through in the month of August, but you are, you know, utilization of them and how to use them in your marketing, your business, you're going to want to be at ManaQuest to develop all the skills and understanding of how best to utilize that for your business growth. So I can't begin to tell you how huge that ManaQuest will be. So if there's any possible way, figure out how to get there and be there on those days in September. Okay, so that's it. Any questions about announcements? Do I have anyone who has any questions before we kick off our training today? No, that's a lot of stuff, isn't it? It's exciting what's happening in Manatech today. Woo! I feel like I'm almost in a little bit of overwhelm. I don't know about you guys, but I go, oh, my gosh, now I have so many tracks to run on. I don't know which one to go. But, you know, it's just the same thing we used to do in the past when we had different marketing ideas and we might pick two or three of them and go after them. Well, that's what's happening in front of our face with all these great endorsements and things happening around Manatech. That we have so many roads to run on, and it's just managing your time. Yep. Question?
Yeah, Mary Joni.
I was wondering what we can say about Ben Carson.
What you can say about him in terms of?
Right. In relationship to Manatech?
Well, I think that you can, you know, Ben Carson has that great book, Take the Risk, that's out there that talks about glyconutrients in it. You can use his quotes in that book, because that's his published book. If you don't have a copy of the book, you can, you know, maybe get somebody who does and get a copy of, you know, his page. I think it's page, I don't remember. Off the top of my head, I'm going to say 145, but I don't know if that's right. So, that might not be exactly the right page. But he's got he talks about glyconutrients. There's no question you can talk about him. He's not a Manatech associate. He is just a person that's a medical professional, and he runs, you know, he's the head of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University Hospital, and he totally endorses glyconutrients. You can't tell his testimonial about prostate cancer and all that stuff. That's not appropriate anymore because we don't use testimonials, but you can tell people that he had, some incredible experiences around using glyconutrients, and now he basically advises all his patients, all his staff, everybody. He thinks it's incredible technology that can help support the human body in its own process of being what God created it to be, which is its greatest healer. So, yeah. So we don't have a fear around Ben Carson. He's not one of our guys that we took language out of context on or that made a statement about glycobiology that Manatech ran away with and went crazy. Ben Carson is truly 100% supportive of what we're doing as a company. He loves glyconutrients and he loves our products. And I think his assistant in his office is a Manatech associate and growing the business. So he does have people surrounding him that are in the Manatech business, but he isn't. And the reason he's not an associate is because he knows that once he becomes an associate, he loses his quote-unquote independence. So that's the choice that he made. That doesn't mean he's not consuming the products every single day. It just means it's a way to protect him to be an independent third party, truly independent, in all of his certifications and endorsements of health and nutrition, as well as glyconutrients. Okay?
We're supposed to also be protective of him, right, and not have people try to contact him at his office.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, what you say about him is one thing. To have people call him at his office is ridiculous because he just got overwhelmed when he first started, you know, endorsing Manitech. People would be calling him 24/7. And Ben has got a great heart. He's a man of incredible heart. But it got overwhelming to him. I mean, the guy's running an incredible medical practice. He's running a foundation. His plate is incredibly full. We are so blessed to have him come to the Branson meeting. It's unbelievable that he's showing up there because he is that busy a guy. But because of that, do not hound him. Do not call him. I know why this happens. I mean, I used to get upset about it, but I really get it. I have tremendous empathy for those of you in the field and people that you run into who have, you know, at-risk children and all these things. And you're going to do anything. As a parent, you will do anything to help your child have the best possible life. So if Ben Carson is out there and he could potentially be an answer to a prayer to you, you're going to call him and bug him, and I get that. But I'm just asking you in your heart of hearts to say that's not the purpose of Ben Carson. He plays an incredible role for us in Manitech just by his endorsement, and we don't need to ruin that like we have in the past and damaged relationships because we're just excessively overzealous as associates in our connectiveness with these people, and we think that they live for us, and that's not what life's about. Okay?
Thank you.
Hey, Mary Jo, it's Joni. Do you have a reactivation letter on your website for the Gift for Real program?
Yeah, I believe I drafted the reactivation language my 2 weeks ago, the Monday call. I put some reactivation language in there. Uh-huh, absolutely. So look at that and see if that suits you. You can draft it. You can make it shorter, longer, but at least it's got language in there. It's a more of an email base because we don't do a lot of things by mail anymore. And now with the price of postage going up again, I would suggest you even use postage less frequent. So maybe an email to get your people back on track. But make sure you're attaching the right things. One of the things I like to attach is the piece I put together on malnutrition. I did an excerpt piece off of that Global Malnutrition Dallas Weekly. Use that and then use a statement about Give for Real that you can draft up. And you might even, if they're associates for reactivation, you bet I'm going to tell them exactly where to go on the new Manitech.com website. I want them to see the video. So, and maybe, Joni, it's a good question. Let me draft something up today because a lot of this stuff is just coming up, and I want to send that out as well to my people. So I will send out a new draft of some reactivation language for you, utilizing tapping into the website Manitech. Because every associate can get, you know, can go in there and get on the website themselves, and that's what you want them to do. Okay, thanks, Joni. I put that down, draft of reactivation today. All right.
Where do we find the What If brochure?
The What If, it's not a brochure, it's a one-page flyer. It should be on, look at manatrain.net. If you're on the manatrain.net website, my suspicion is Lydia's got it on the front page somewhere listed as either the Give for Real flyers or What If flyers. She'll have it listed there somewhere. Are people finding it? Is anyone on the call who's looked up the What If?
No,
the flyers are all right there. I just didn't see any letter or anything. I thought you talked about
it. No. It wouldn't be the letter I'm talking about or the reactivation information that I put together was
right.
Part of the attachment to 2 weeks ago Monday call.
Okay.
Look at our last Monday call. We didn't have one last week because of July 4th, the week before that.
Mm.
I did some reactivation language. If you don't find it, you're going to get more today anyway, so hold on to that. Okay, is that it? Any other?
It's under the link that says Other Documents and Links.
Other Documents and Links, is that where it's found?
Yeah.
Thank you, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
Okay, ready? Let's jump in, people. Let's do. Let's get on with the training today. I wanted to touch base. I knew we were going to have a lot, so I kind of made my training topic not as huge because I knew we'd have so many announcements and so much information. There's just so much coming out. It's exciting time, like I said, to be in Manatech. We have a lot of things happening. But I came across an article by the chairman and founder of BNI. A lot of you are members of networking groups. You sign up for different networking, whether it's BNI or it's, I mean, there are like a half dozen different ones out there, more than that, probably two dozen at this point in time, where you network with people. I kind of look at it as I network with people everywhere, whether it's at church or it's at schools or it's at, you know, with my kids or it's at the ballpark or watching a Ranger game. I'm constantly in a networking mode because I love people and I just want to find out about people and see and make connections, right? And that's what it's about. It's about making connections and then and building through those connections, building relationships with people. So what this Dr. Ivan Meisner, who is the chairman and the founder of BNI, he wrote an article. It's called The Art of Conversation, and I just thought it had a lot of great content in it and content that helped me and because I'm always willing to grow and learn new things, and I want you guys to open your eyes to that as well. And his article is really about building social capital. So let's run through what he had to say in that article and his approach to building social capital. And first of all, you know, we talk about social entrepreneurship. Well, that's one concept that we're getting very familiar with because of what we're doing for Give for Real. Social capital is another concept that some people, we understand financial capital. We understand the importance of having a bank account, maybe a savings account, some money set aside for retirement. That's financial capital. The ability to have finances in places where we can do things and take actions and make investments and do that, that's financial capital. Social capital is really what we call the international currency of business networking, right? It's about, what is it? It's something we collect, and it's collected by building relationships. It's accumulated from, we accumulate social capital, our currency in business networking, we accumulate it by helping other people, giving advice to other people, providing people with information, referrals, and other benefits so that as we go live our life, if you want to be great at network marketing, the first thing you need to do is look at what am I doing for other people? How am I pouring into other people's lives? It's about us providing benefits, and when I say with no thought of quid pro quo, that's a great Latin terminology, meaning expectation of something in return. We give without expectation of something in return. We give with a heart and passion to commit to people and make a difference in their lives. And social capital, that's what it's built upon, that we just are there for a purpose to live in a synergy with people, that together we can create something better than we can apart. So how can I network with you and help support you to be the best you can be? How do I impact your life? That's social capital. And the intriguing part of social capital, if you look in the history of mankind, you go back 200 years ago, even 100 years ago, we had massive social capital in our country. And the reason we had massive social capital in our country is because we lived in small communities, and it was a way of life. There was something so wonderful about being in a community of people that we all poured into each other and we contributed. We had parties together. We grouped together when there was a death in the community. Everybody got together and we showed up at the church, and we all had, you know, and we'd all have bake sales for each other. We'd help do house raisings, build churches. I mean, it was phenomenal what our history was based on. And a lot of that had to do with just anthropology. It has to do with how we united as groups of people. We learned to build, to grow into communities, to support each other, to create the maximum results for everyone. And social capital flowed freely. It's one of the reasons I tell people sometimes when you go into small communities and you try to do your Manatech business, you've got to start building some real trust with the local people, and you get one of the people in that community to buy into what you're doing, and they can impact everyone in the community because they have such incredible social capital. When you go into Dallas, Texas, you can't find one person in Dallas that's going to do that. Why? Because what's transpired in our country and in our world, especially in our country because we developed so quickly, is over the last 100 years, we have seen this huge mega cities. Everybody's moving to the cities for lots of different reasons. better lifestyle, better opportunities, economic opportunities, better, you know, ability to participate in more arts things and just have a more culturally, advanced lifestyle that you can't find in a farm community in southern Illinois or something, right? So we've grown into this country where we have massive exoduses out of the hinterlands into city communities. And it's with that huge growth of population that we've lost this sense of community. We can see it today in some of our political issues. We've lost sense of community. And so all of a sudden our social capital is diminished. We don't have that kind of camaraderie, that undying willingness to share and be a part of people's lives and those kind of commitments. We have problems in front of us that are massive. They're on such a huge scale that without companies like Manatech and what Sam's done, we don't even, none of us would have conceptualized we were going to make a huge dent in global malnutrition until Sam came along in the last month with the Give for Real program. Now we have a belief that we can really do this. And that's the distinction. Well, with everybody going into massive community, getting out of the small communities into massive cities, we've lost touch with each other. So social capital doesn't come just without basically doing, just living our lives. It takes energy and effort for us to become good with our social capital and grow that asset in our life, because it truly is the foundation of wealth creation in our business. I mean, we need lots of social capital. We need lots of relationships. We need a lot of interconnectedness with people to be effective at network marketing. And Meisner, he wrote a new book. It's called Networking Like a Pro, Turning Contacts into Connections. And it helps others through networking, so you become a valuable resource that others want to help whenever the opportunity arises. And that's the idea with social capital. You give. At some point, those people that you're giving to, they're going to have this heart and passion for you because you've given to them. There's a natural tendency in our hearts and lives to want to give back to people who have contributed to us. And so that's what's going on in this social capital movement, is that we're going to be pouring into people. We make the first move to pour into people, and in response, we will get things back. Bob Berg is great at this when he talked about going into a room of people, how do you establish relationships, and he does the same thing in a lot of his work. He talks about, and that's why Bob Berg was part of the Go Giver and all that kind of stuff. He believes in all that connectiveness. He believes in how do I give of myself to people, and as you sow, so shall you reap. It really is based on that philosophy, and social capital works the same way. There's almost an unstated commitment to give back. When you receive, there's an unstated commitment to give back. But there's no expectation on the part of the giver, and that's how we need to look at our lives and give in that way. Successful networking begins the first time you meet a person and is dependent on you cultivating and maintaining strong relationships. We know that. We already know that. We've seen it in our lives, but sometimes we fall away from that. We got to go back and say, okay, we're back to cultivating and building, maintaining strong relationships. Not a hit and miss, sign up and bye, I'm on my way, and say goodbye to somebody and walk in another direction. It's about really cultivating and maintaining strong relationships with people. The one way you're going to make sure that you're going to bore people that you meet is that you focus on yourself. We already know that the number one thing people want to talk about is themselves. So let the other person talk about themselves. We want to direct our questions to them so that they talk about themselves. We're in a discovery period. Remember we talked about natural selling with Michael Oliver? We're in discovery mode. We want to hear from them. What is their life like? Getting to know them. But a lot of us sit back and we go, I don't know what questions to ask, right? We get stuck in that. And that's where we have the problem. When you ask the wrong kind of questions, you're going to create the wrong kind of results for yourself. So what Meisner has done, and I mean, this is a brilliant guy. This is his life, his networking. His life is social networking and business networking. That's all he does. That's his heart and passion. That's, what he writes books about, that he's the founder of BNI. He's a guy who knows that he knows that he knows. He puts a lot more energy behind this than any of us on this phone call, and that's why I like to read articles written by these kind of people, because they're dedicating to one little iota, scintilla part of my life. They're dedicating their entire lives to that one direction. So they have something to offer me because I couldn't possibly put that much time and energy into what they're doing. So So when Eisner tells me there are five critical questions, which is what he did in this article, five critical questions that will make you stand out, because your goal is going to be in a group of people and without talking about yourself, totally stand out in that group of people. And most of us believe the only way we can stand out in a group of people is by promoting ourselves in some way, shape, or form, promoting what we have. And that's what causes us to stand out. And that's what he's saying is the exact opposite of what you have to approach. Your approach should be, how do I stand out without self-promotion? So let's look at his five questions that he talks about. And again, there's not an order to these questions, so don't think about these five questions you ask. When I first read the article, I said, well, that doesn't make sense to ask them in that order, and that's not what he's trying to suggest to us. He's giving us five really outstanding questions that we can use depending on where the conversation goes at different times of the conversation, but not that they are asked sequentially or a specific order. They're asked based on when you find it the most appropriate time to ask these questions. So one of the first questions he talked about was, what do you like best about what you do? That is a terrific question. And the reason it's such a terrific, some people like to ask, well, what do you do for a living? And that's, he looks at that as kind of more of a dead-end question. Well, I do this, and then it's ended. You could start that way, but follow up, don't forget this question. If you ask somebody, so what do you do for a living? What is your, you know, what are you in? Involved in, and you go, when you get done with that question, you want to follow it with this question. What do you like best about what you do? Number one, it puts everybody on focusing on positive. So what do you like best about what you do? So you're always going to be positive. You're going to be positive information flow. You want to make sure that you're emphasizing the positive side. It's more expansive. In other words, it's going to expand out. It's not limited to what is your industry or what do you do for a living. It says, what do you like, you know, what do you like best about what you do? So it's they might go on for an hour just on answering that question. It opens a door for so many possibilities. You're going to hear from them interesting conversation about likes and dislikes. Because when you ask somebody what they like best about something, typically they're going to get into that, but through the process of telling you what they like best, they're going to tell you the shortcomings about their dislikes as well, because that's a normal, we tend to think in opposites. We tend to think of, when we think of the positive, we tend to see the flip side at the same time. So know that you're going to get some information and feedback with that as well. And you're going to hear about their professional experience. And they're going to eventually want to ask you the same question, so you need to be prepared about what your answer is going to be. And I wrote for you guys, just off the top of my head, an answer that I thought of. You know, well, what do I like best about what I do? And this is what I wrote. I put, what I love most is the fact that being a social entrepreneur allows me to actively pursue a huge global problem by tapping into private citizens in an extraordinary way. The target issue I've chosen is something everyone is passionate about, the number one killer of children worldwide. In fact, 5 million pass away on an annual basis due to malnutrition. See how, isn't that, to me, if you said that to somebody, they would look at you and go, wow, what are you doing? You get what it does? It's going to incite excitement in somebody. It's almost like an elevator speech when somebody says, what do you do for a living? You could say, well, I'm a social entrepreneur, which is allowing me to tackle a global problem by tapping into private citizens just like you in an extraordinary way. The issue we're tackling is the number one killer of children in the world, global malnutrition. And you're going to, what, I can use that as an elevator speech, right? And you guys can too. I mean, it's just, we're new. As of July 10, we're new people. We've been transformed into a whole nother level. And so this is the kind of language you could lose. Now, again, this whole training today is not about what you say. It's about talking to them and asking them questions. But remember, in the process of asking questions, they're going to come back with questions to you. So be ready with some impactful statements so that you can really move that person forward and intrigue them with what you do as well. Next, the second question he brought up was, you mentioned that you were in whatever industry. What got you started in that direction? That's a great question to ask people. Why is that a great question to ask people? because when you find out why people got involved, you're finding about what motivates them. It's like your form, family, occupation, recreation, motivation. Well, remember, the M is for motivation. If you ask them what got you started in that direction, that's going to give you a lot of insight into what motivates them as a human being. So you're going to find out about what the goals and desires are of their lives. And remember, our business, Manatech, is a business of need fulfillment. So we are truly in the business of trying to help people fulfill the needs they have in their life. And what we do, we can't fulfill their needs if we don't find out what their desires and their passions are. So that's why you ask this question. And you also will learn from that question how you might refer people to them or help support them in what they're doing. So that's what we want to keep in mind, that this is about our support of them and making a contribution to their lives. The third question he put forth was, where else do you usually network? Now, remember, he's talking about if you're at a BNI group meeting or a networking session, you know, you could do that. You could use that. That's why I put the word else in parentheses, because you could use this with other people. You know, if people are in sales or networking and they're out marketing things, you could say, well, you know, where do you usually network with people? You could ask them, where do you usually network with people? Same question, but it doesn't have to be in the setting of a BNI or a networking session. And the beauty of that is that, number one, it's going to give you a ton of information about where you could network, right? This is the kind of question that opens the floodgates up for you to learn more about how you can be more effective building your business as well. So look at it from that perspective. You're going to be listening to what their response is to help benefit you. It also is a great question to give you guys common ground. You know, one of the most important things to develop in building relationships with people is finding that common ground. When you can't find commonality, it's very hard to build relationships. You can still love on people, but you can be very, very different. And it's going to be a little more difficult, especially if you come from judgment, for you to build a relationship with somebody who's very different from you. But the idea here is that if both of you are in the networking businesses, then, and if that means they're in sales or marketing in any way, shape, or form, that's going to be your common interest. So building commonality as well as you learning about other networking opportunities, that's great for that question. The fourth question he proposed was, what are some of your biggest challenges? That's a neat thing, because you know why you asked that question? And that one would be probably further down the road, because you'd want to have some level of trust from them already by some of the prior questions you asked. So this one would be towards the tail end of having that communication with them. And that question is, the reason you want to ask that question is because you're trying to find out, how do I help you? How do I meet your needs? How do I solve some problems? How can I become part of solutions in your life instead of just being another problem in your life? Right? We want to be solutions. We want to be, you know, the carriers of solutions, the carriers of, you know, support and making a difference in their lives. So you ask, what are some of your biggest challenges? You find out about the person in their business, what contribution you're making in your profession, what challenges you're coming up against. And again, it's going to build for you great ideas on how best to serve them. You're going to be able to come out of that with, again, how can I serve you the best possible way? And you're going to see that by the challenges, you're going to see where they might have needs. They don't perceive them as needs, but they're going to, through challenges they represent, you're going to be able to perhaps pinpoint needs that they're not visualizing for themselves through that response to that question. And then finally, the fifth question was, how can I help you? They've already given you a lot of ideas in your conversation. This would be a concluding question in a conversation. How can I best support you? How can I help you? There's one guy in my life that no matter when I see him, no matter where he is, no matter what event it is, no matter what's happening in his life, he never ends a conversation with me without asking me how he can support me. And his name is Brian Klemmer. It's an awesome thing. It takes me aback sometimes, because sometimes you look at these people and you think, Brian, you got a couple hundred million dollar almost, you know, company, and you're asking me how you can support me. It's just a humbling experience. So we need to learn from that. That's a beautiful thing. How can I help you? And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be out there supporting people. And don't do it superficially. If you're doing it superficially, stop. Stop using it, because people will read that like a book. Be real with it. Be real. How can I help you? What is it that I can do to support you? And really mean it. So you want to adopt that mindset of serving others without regard to anything coming back to you. In other words, no quid pro quo, no necessity for somebody to pay me back. Just how is it that I can help you? And those are the five questions that he promotes. I think they're terrific. I sat down with him the other day, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to start freezing these and locking them into my brain. Because how many times do we go out there and we get caught up and we don't have the words to say? We don't know how to break the ice. We don't know. People, these are the kind of questions that are going to help you break that ice. And they're going to help you build relationships with people. But the problem we have is that we don't memorize them. We don't get them ingrained in our brains, so we have them readily available. And the best way to have these kind of questions readily available, number one way, is by you using them every day. It's by you going out and talking to people and using this kind of approach to building relationships with people every day. And that's what's going to make it part of who you are, so it becomes part of your repertoire. And don't think just because you go, oh, Mary Jo, but I've been pretty effective in, you know, breaking ice with people. I'm really good at it. I'm just telling you, try something different. Open your eyes to be coachable, teachable. This person, David Eisner, like I said, he spends his life in networking. This is his specialty, is to build organizations around social networking, building social capital. He studies it. He entrenches himself in it. You and I don't do that. He does. So his ideas have some value. So weigh them, choose which ones you want to use, or all of them, or whatever, but start using them in your repertoire to help support you in building that relationship with people. And just close with kind of what he closed in his article. He said, everyone has a story. Make it your job to find out what it is. Asking the right questions is about earning trust and gaining rapport with your new contact. Ask questions that make the person comfortable talking to you, building trust, and then wanting to help you at any opportune time. That's the difference you'll make. So, great, great little article. Hope you guys learned a few things. Some of you might be going, well, I already knew all this stuff. Well, I'm telling you, I didn't know it. I keep opening my eyes and listening to new things and saying, how can I be better? And this article helped me in many ways because I now have new tools in terms of breaking the ice that I can use. As heartfelt as I think I can be in meeting new people and becoming part of their lives, I think this group of questions really adds just more tools for me to be the best I can be and create the best possible results out there. Okay, any last-minute questions do we have before we go for the day? Anybody? Last-minute questions. It's your last chance to ask Mary Jo questions for 2 weeks. No, anyone have any questions?
Mary Jo, I have a question, please, quickly, if nobody else has one. No.
Wait a minute. What if somebody else had one? Did you notice your languaging? I'm just telling you to notice. You must give yourself a level of importance in this world, or you'll never go anywhere, okay? So just take a peek at that, okay? Go ahead, ask the question now. I'm not picking on you. I'm just, it's a great notice. It's a great lesson you just taught a lot of us. Go ahead.
Thanks. I was trying to be considerate, but thanks. That's a good point. Thank you. As far as these questions, these five questions, what if you run into somebody that is so totally negative over their job, they just enter into the complain realm?
If they go into a complain round, well, then I might ask them a question. Do you see a better life at the end of a tunnel? Do you see an opportunity? I mean, are you open to an opportunity that might take you away from all this negative feedback you're giving me? You get it?
Okay.
Find out if they're open. I want to know, are you open to looking at something different that will take you away from, you know, the plight that you find yourself in? Because clearly, it seems evident to me that you're not very happy with what you're doing. Am I right about that? Notice how I always get them back engaged in the conversation. Because I never want it to be a lecture. I always want it to be them. And so let them talk about, well, yeah, you can say, are you sick and tired of talking about this and dwelling on this negative, you know, environment that you're involved in? Have you, or here's another thing you could say, have you had enough yet? Something that simple. Have you had enough? And see what they say. Well, isn't that, that's kind of a shocking one. They'd step back and kind of go, ooh, what does she mean if I had enough? And then if you stay asking, they go, what do you mean if I had enough? And say, well, you seemingly really are having a hard time finding any sense of joy in the work that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And if you're at rope's end, if you're ready, because you are at choice around this, I have an opportunity I'd love to present to you because it can totally change your life. See? See what they say?
Cool. Thank you.
Cool? Does that help you? Good.
Yes, very much so. Thank you. And have a great time, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I didn't mean to tell you to stop being considerate. I just want, sometimes in our world, we try so hard to be considerate that we minimize ourselves. And I really want people to understand the tremendous value you bring to the table and every word. And when you get on my call and you ask questions, you are helping every other person who's listening on this call because they're getting the benefit of the answer to your question. And there's so many that don't even have the nerve or boldness to get off mute and ask questions. So thank you for contributing.
Bless you. Thank you, Mary Jo. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your encouraging words, Mary Jo.
You are so welcome.
And the way you do it is so gracious.
Thank you, doll. Thank you. All right, any last-minute questions or comments? All right, everybody, I just wish you the best. I wish you the best next two weeks. Well, really 3 weeks. It'll be 3 weeks before you hear from me again on a Monday call. Some of you will be on my other calls this week. We have a couple things coming up that we're doing before I leave. But I just love you all, and I want you to get out there, and you have so much to share. You have so much to give. And this isn't new. You, each one of you, have incredible hearts that you have to give to people right now, that you don't even need the vehicles Manatech has given you because you have so much inside of you to give to people. But Manatech has just added 3 new layers on top of wonderful things to go share with people. And I'm just telling you, time is now. Let's go out there and touch people's lives and really, really, really step up and say, wow, what a newness around all of us, especially with this Give for Real program. It motivates me incredibly, and I just pray that it touches your hearts as well. All right, people, love you all, and have a great few weeks, and I'll be back in touch.
We look forward to it.
Thank you.
And what you have to do it today, because we are not promised any further about tomorrow.